or they try to.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Turn the fucking beat up!
What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
What noise?
Really, sir, there wasn't any noise.
The Alpine's bumping, but I need the volume high.
Turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on.
Stop banging on the damn furnace. You hear me now? This is the last time.
What up, though? It's your boy Lil Gross, also known as Uncle Skeetar. You are listening to the Skeetar Listening Series, man. Got my boy Quality and Appearance. He'll be joining us here tonight. We're going to walk through some of his business ventures, some of his music, some of his endeavors, get to know him, connect with his music, and then overall just have a dope-ass conversation, man. Keep it locked here. Skeetar Listening Series, presented by Inaudible Ruckus. Motherfucker. Alright, y'all, we back. It's the Skeetar Listening Series. Got a special guest that we're gonna sit down and chop it up with. My boy Quality and Appearance. What up, though?
What's going on? It's your boy Q&A.
What's good with you, bro?
Not much right now, man. I'm kicking back right now for a second, taking a breath. You know, that's something I don't really do too much, so yeah. I took time right now to do this interview, so it kind of benefits me too. I get to stop for a moment and think.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. You know, it's hard catching up with you, man. We linked up at the show at Warehouse this past week, man. I follow you on social media, man. It's like, where this dude at next? I don't know where you at.
Nah, man, I just try to stay busy, you know. Just trying to get it out there. Even though, you know, I've been doing this for a while, this ain't nothing new. But I like to hit up every spot, man, touch the people.
Yeah.
You know, let them know about you. You know, you can say you do, but if you ain't doing no shows, you know, not putting your face out there in front of people, you know, nobody's really gonna get to see you, who you really are, or even pay attention to you.
Right. I mean, and that's one of the things, man, we plan to accomplish with this interview, man, just so people listening out there would get to know you. So, you mentioned you're on tour, but where are you from originally?
I'm from here, man. I'm from Houston, Texas, man. I grew up in an area called the West End, like a crack control environment. That's, right now, it's all luxurious. It's like basically in between, like, I-10 in the Washington area, Patterson.
Okay.
All that area over there. And then from there, my family moved to Acres Home, and that, you know, that's where I resided forever today. So, you know, I'm north side of Atlanta.
So being from Houston, and I ask because, you know, deal with a lot of Houston artists down here, so what are your thoughts in particular about the Houston scene? Because it's evolved. It had, like, we know about the Screw Tapes, you know what I'm saying, the stuff back in the day. But then even since then, like the past 10 years or so, the sound has kind of evolved. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's kind of evolved a little bit, but, you know, I don't think all the new music gets a chance to breathe because, you know, there's still you know, kind of stuck on that sound, you know. And I think it's kind of not showing Houston depth, because I don't feel that they're giving everybody else's music a fair chance, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's time to mix it with the new.
So, I'm glad you said that, because when I first heard some of your songs, Steppin' was the main one. We're going to get off into that track later, but one, I could tell you was seasoned in the game, and I say that as a compliment. Like, you know how you listen to stuff, you could tell the first 30 seconds, you know if the people know what they're doing or not.
Yeah.
So I could tell that. But then also, like, you didn't sound like the typical Houston artist. And I'm not trying to put Houston artists in a box, but to your point, like, it's other sounds that reside in this city. You know what I'm saying? And the page has kind of turned on the other sound. Not to discredit it or nothing, but it's like it's time to move on a little bit.
Yeah, no, not to nothing. I grew up riding to that stuff, but, you know, there's other stuff out here too.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be heard. I mean, you know, so it takes for me to be that one. I ain't gonna knock it. You know, Travis came out of Houston and everything. You know, that sound that's out here, that's being heard. But, you know, we got a lot more here, too. You know, there's any chance.
Right. So, Quality Man, how long have you been rapping? You know how some people start off when they, like, you know, some people start off writing poetry in, like, middle school and stuff. How long have you been rapping, though?
I started with poetry. It's funny that you say that. If you listen to my 2.0 Reloaded mixtape, you'll hear some spoken word in between. Like, you'll play six songs and hear some spoken word, play six more songs, spoken word, and eight more songs, and, you know, and I finished with that. But I started with that when I was young, man. I remember when I was in high school and stuff, and I used to write poems to this chick and stuff, man. She called me out.
That's how it be. That's how it be, though.
He called me out, though, man. So I quoted, I forget what song that was. It was an R&B love song, man. I tried to pass over for a poem, man. But ever since that day, man, I had to come up with some original stuff, man. But I was like, damn, I should listen to music too, because.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that for a while since high school, man. It's doing a lot of poems and stuff. And I would say my first song I wrote, I think I was in a science class.
Okay.
My partner was like, man, that ain't you, man. You ain't right there. That ain't you. Because I still had that different flow even back then.
He didn't believe it.
I've been doing this for a while, man. Like, just seriously, though, I've been since, like, 2003.
Okay. Now, did you know, everybody, like, so I always tell people the joke that we got, everybody go through their basketball phase and they go through their rapper phase. So did you, like, have a group or anything that you started off rapping with, like you and your boys, and then you ended up solo, or, like, how did that, or did you start off by yourself?
I remember there was a coworker, and we had worked together a while back, and, I guess everybody was telling him, you know, he was straight out of Chicago, and I was, straight out of Houston, but I was the only one around, rapping all the time. He came in the scene doing the same thing, so I guess he tried to call me out one day, you know, you spit something right now, you gonna spit. So I was like, what? He dropped everything I was doing right there. So I spit high freestyle and shit. He was like, you know, respect. And, you know, ever since that day, man, me and that dude, we've been, like, brothers.
That's how I start, though.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask you though, man, how'd you come up with the name Quality and Appearance? Like, what made you want to go with that?
Well, it comes from my upbringing, man, with my parents and everything. So my pops was always, you know, was big on doing things right the first time, and not having to come back over it, and you know, have people come back over and work it till you did something wrong. And like with the appearance part, it was like he was real strict on that, and if you look in a certain way when you step out, you know. Just, you know, dressed to the T, because you never know who you're going to see while you're out on the road. But it's just my upbringing, man. It's just, you know, short version of it. It's just, well, you give me quality and appearance.
So let me ask you this. If you run into the gas station, right, to grab a Swisher, do you make sure, like, your shirt and your shoes and everything match, like, before you head out? Just a quick stop at the gas station, like, you make sure?
Yeah, I'll probably even take a shower.
See, I'm the same. That's a Detroit thing, you know, for me. Like my girl, she be on my head about that. Because she like, you just going to the gas station. But to your point, you never know who you going to run into. Especially, like, man, you an artist. So you never know who you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might meet somebody important. So you can't just be walking around, you know what I'm saying? Look like you just crawled out of bed and shit, man. It, nah.
Yeah, right. You know, like, growing up, you know, walking to the store was everything. So we could get ready.
Yeah, you gotta clean your shoes. You gotta make sure they shined up stuff. Iron your pants and everything. Are we about to walk to the store? Like, no, it just took you 15 minutes to get ready to walk to the store. I know.
Might be some passing, you know?
I might get the phone number, though. You feel what I'm saying?
You might see somebody passing. You know, might see something. A little ting-ting.
Right. So do you feel that not only that, but it's... Would you say then that's just pretty much your brand all the way around then, and it's bled over, that ideology like bleeds over into your music as well then?
Exactly. So it's like I can make the music everybody else is making, but then it wouldn't be, you know, quality music. It'll just be me trying to keep up with every, you know, every time the music changes, and you know what I'm saying? And, oh, they did that song, they hot. Well, let me do it so I can be hot, too. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. If I was doing that, then it ain't quality music. If I sit back and create something that sounds completely like not anything that's being out right now, and you can still rock to it, that's quality.
Right. So I got to ask you then, before we get off into some of your music, being in Houston, but just overall being an artist, who are some of the artists that you listen to for inspiration? Like when you just, when you want to feel a vibe or whatever, who do you got that you just jam or that you've always jammed that inspires you to want to go in the booth and just spit your heart out?
I mean, I don't really get inspired off of, you know, other artists, mm-hmm. you know, for me to record, you know what I'm saying? Like all my songs are just about everyday life, and you know what happened yesterday, what happened 5 minutes ago. But just to get hyped, you know, I might be getting ready to go out. It just depends, you know what I'm saying. I like a lot of R&B when I ride, anyways. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why, but I love thinking off key.
I'm the same.
I listen to everything, man. I listen to everything. I'm still listening to Turn It Up by Camila all the way back to 2005.
Okay. That was my mama's favorite song. That was her favorite Camila song.
Yeah, man. What's mama, what's up?
She a G. And, she know.
I'm still listening to Ghostface from like 2000 and I think like 4 or something like that. I forget the name of the album and shit. I'm still listening to I listen to everything. Like I was listening to Rich the Kid the other day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I just felt, you know, I felt hype. I had just got the money in my pocket, you know, and so I popped on some Richie. Yeah. You know, it just depends. I listen to everything, though.
I mean, and so tell me this, man. And I've talked about this with friends, but and everybody knows this, though, man. But it's always a song for every situation. Like you said, you just get paid. It's a song. You know what I'm saying? It's a song for every single situation that's ever happened. And if you got an expansive enough library, right, you could pretty much just pick one to, like, you know what I'm saying, or make a playlist and describe your whole move for the day, right?
Yeah.
See, I think, and I agree with you too on the. I like R&B. Now I'm getting older now, right? So, and tell me if you feel this or not. But as like I'm pushing up on 30, I just turned 29. But I find myself I got an oldies playlist, right? So my grandparents used to listen to a lot of old school blues music and soul music, you know, Motown, all of that. So on Saturday mornings, I had a playlist to kind of like get that nostalgia back. But now I find myself listening to it like all throughout the week because I just be trying to just like calm my spirit. Like the Isley Brothers is my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I went through Isley Brothers phase shit way early to the song he fucking played.
Yeah.
I'm feeling you on that, man. But R&B is everything, man. That's the essence of it, actually.
Yeah.
You know, if you're any most, you know, any, you know, majority of black homes, that's all you heard was being played was R&B. Music was played in the house more back when than it is now.
Yeah.
So at least, you know, at least it's the style of music.
Well, speaking of music, though, man, it's about you. It's about you, man. So, this first track, man, Grain, okay, I heard it. I felt like you were spitting with the H-Town flavor, man. It was a bouncing track, but you was flexing on that shit, man. So, just walk us through the process and what it was like to make that song, man. Like, what vibe was you trying to capture with that?
All right, well, I got a lot of shit, like, you know, like, people was like, man, why don't you make some H-Town stuff, or, you know what I'm saying, why don't you rap, you know, about some trap stuff, I'm like, I don't need to talk about that, but, you know, I am from the city, so, you know what, I'm a new one Houston song, but it's not like the first one I've done, you know, but, and I was like, okay, they didn't catch that, I guess, it was too much, I guess I was rapping too fast, I don't know, so I slowed it down, so, you know, I took Grain, you know, when we grew up out here, talking about the steering wheel, so it was simple, you know. And it was like basically, you know, Grain things on my palm, and I was like, dude, I'm coming down. And, you know, it was very simple, and I was like, okay, I can just repeat that. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming down. But before I even had the track, I was just thinking about the song, what I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran across this man, and it just, to me, it just hit so right. It was real bouncy, you know what I'm saying? It was current, but not what was being played at the moment, I felt. And I felt it just stood out like a sore thumb.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, I just went in there and told them how I felt, you know, how it is in the city. You know, Grain stains on my palm. I'm coming down, yeah. Big body on the plane, that's why I'm coming down, yeah. I'm a natural born Vanessa. You know, and I just put my swag in and let them know who I am, you know, and then I just went on there and, you know, I kept Houston, you know, on the hook, and then after that, I just gave them me, and I wrote that track all the way out, and my music is like in your face, like I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm giving you a lesson, like, you know, the, you know, a Q&A session 101 or something like that, you know, and it's like, that's how my go. I'm just only spitting the real. You know, people telling me this, people telling me I should go here, I should do this. All right, well, it's time to give the answer. It's time to mark up that new passport. You know, it's time to fill up finally stuff up about the traps when you in trouble. You know, just, you know, like I said, I've been doing this for a while, and I just put, I gave them my Houston version of, you know, cooking down, and just put my real life in it at the same moment.
Grain stains on my palm, I'm coming down. Big bunny on the frame, that's right, I'm coming down. I'm a natural born Vanessa. But hustle when you're
that's kind of like the vibe. So I heard H-Town, but then it was like it was different. So, and to your point, it was you. You know what I'm saying? So it still had that flavor to it. And it's so, you know, me being from Detroit, I do like have friends. They every now and then they come down and visit me, or when I do make it back home, they ask me questions about Houston and stuff. So, you know, I've been in Houston about going on like 5 years. So we got this game that we play, and it's funny. So, you know, June 27th, the freestyle, right?
Yeah.
It's like 37 minutes long, I think. So when my peoples come visit, I tell them, like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play. It's a drinking game. Anytime anybody mention gripping the grain, switching lanes, or popping the trunk, or, like, you know, the Houston, like, euphemisms and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You got to take a shot. Tell me why by the time we get to the 15-minute mark, like, everybody be drunk, dog. Everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't play that game. So, you know, we can do it, please don't. You know, I'm not afraid to say, you know, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm above the peer pressure, but, you know, we're kicking it, please don't play that game.
Well, I not only bring it up, man, because and we talked about this earlier in the interview, man, like the Houston sound early on was iconic, right? So, and we talked about, like, how you came everybody about your name.
Yeah.
So, how would you define your sound then? Like, on top, like, separate from the Houston sound and just, like, your individual brand of music?
My sound is more like, it is raw, you know, it's raw, it's a little edgy.
Okay.
It's not, per se, I can say I branded my style off of a few artists that I listen to, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's helped me become who I am. You know, like, I was a big fan of Chameleon Now. I'm a big fan of Pusha T.
Okay.
And things like that. You know, I've been through a lot of shit, you know, so a lot of the shit is very, like, so my music is more aggressive, too, you know, just to get my point across.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? It's a platform for me to say everything I wasn't able to say and just let the world know who I am, because most people don't know me on this side of the game as being an artist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they see me, but then they like, damn, but it's you. But damn, you're doing this. But damn, it's you. So they don't really get to understand. So I'm just trying to take myself, you know, different places and give them that raw sound, that gritness.
Right. Well, and that's, again, and I'm not trying to put you in a box or nothing, but you know what I'm saying? Houston has always been known as like having, like, it's a very active and lively city, right? So you know this shit goes down here, but the music has always been more slow, more relaxed, more laid back type of music. So, you know, that energy that you bring on the tracks, man, is that's what jumped out at me when I first heard some of your music. Like, this is different. You know what I'm saying? Most dudes get on the track and it's laid back, just kind of riding kind of music. This is like in your face, like, and you telling the stories, like, of the shit that you've been through, man. That's the vibe that I caught from it.
Yeah, that's, like, it goes back to when I was in my group with my partner from Chicago. So, you know, those boys be spitting. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I say, you know, in that scene, me rapping with him, it kind of honed my skills a little bit better, because the pace was faster. You get what I'm saying? You're more witty with everything. It was a story that makes more sense. So, you know, I took some of that flavor too, you know, and then added it to what I do as well. So that kind of helped me out too, you know, about that. So it was just, you know, being able to switch styles and do all of that was awesome, I think.
Okay, so and it's funny you say that. Then, so you had a track, Talk, right? It was fast paced, right? And when I heard it, I was like, okay, this. I felt like you was on some Twister, like it was that Midwest, that rapid fire flow. So, Is that something that you just kind of developed, just, you know what I'm saying, hanging around, like, with your mans from Chi-Town and just, like, kind of vibing out to some of that music? Do you keep that in your back pocket as part of your arsenal? Like, and are, on top of that, is there other flows that you got for us that, you know what I'm saying, you just kind of got back pocket?
Yeah, I got, basically got that from managers over the years, picking up, just taking everything I've been learning and putting it in the arsenal, sticking it in my back pocket, doing things like that. But yeah, that's kind of where I honed that in from. Yeah, I got some other stuff in my back pocket right now that I haven't even put out. I have songs, I have so many songs I've never even played after I've recorded them. But yeah, I got something in my back pocket, though.
I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to drop it too soon, but I sense versatility there, man. Like, and that's the key. And you know this. The key to longevity, man, is to be versatile. And I know, and you touched on it earlier where it's like, okay, they was asking for a Houston track. So you gave them a Houston track. You know what I'm saying? Like, so being able to do, you know, those types of things. Like, you still got to give your fans what they want, but you still want to create the sounds and the vibes that you want to create. So it's a balance.
Exactly, man. But yeah, I got some up my sleeve. I'm putting out two projects this year, so you know, I got music. Okay. Like, you know, waiting on this interview, man. All I do is write songs. I have a bunch of songs, and people don't get to hear. So I'm not even just an introduction to everybody right now. But keep preparing and keep it. And
talking on that town, but your body language switch up. We can see me, switch up. We can see me. No time for these hoes. My money bustin' out the rapper, about my business. Show me to the pain. I'ma cue shit daily. Handprint in my step with no gimmicks. With no gimmicks. All I know is gon' get it. All I know is gon' get it. And I don't need nobody quit. I don't need nobody quit. Talking on that town, but your body language switch up. We can see me, switch up. We can see me. No time for these hoes. My money bustin' out the rapper, about my business. Show me to the pain. I'ma cue shit daily. Handprint in my step with no gimmicks. No gimmicks. All I know is gon' get it. All I know is gon' get it. And I don't need nobody quit. I don't need nobody quit. You know what it is? We can see me. We can see me. Your bitch still talking, better get it. Better get it. Fair gum on the buckle, nigga. Pole on the covers. But shit me when I step in, you in trouble.
You in trouble.
This a little different. I had to change gears. I had to switch shit. This pair of tears that I'm rich. I had the good times. They ain't standing on the list. I prayed on the shit and then my inbox slid. I heard they been talking that town. I got a two offer for the file. Papa talk about what you gonna do. I'm with the Miami nigga. Who the fuck are you? Hey, said no nigga. Just calculating figures while you out looking feeling. The kid getting rich. Getting the shit so ridiculous. I'm sweating shit crazy. All in the game. Call me EA.
Let's
crushing that lane. Trying to bone like James. Don't stop in my way. Lanes move up the way. Nigga focus on one thing. I really buy hustle. Worry about nothing but filling up cups. My hustles don't grand. No planes for the bands. Overseas bound. End up with a plan. I move high. Wanna stay investing them hundreds. Accumulate. Come after come.
Let's go.
Talking on that town. But your body language switch up. We can see me.
Switch up. We can see me.
No time for these hoes. My money busting out the rapper about my business. Show me to the paper. I'ma cue shit daily. Handprint in my step with no gimmicks. With no gimmicks. All I know is gon' get it.
All I know is gon' get it.
And I don't need nobody quit.
I don't need nobody quit.
Talking on that town. But your body language switch up. We can see me.
Switch up. We can see me.
No time for these hoes. My money busting out the rapper about my business. Show me to the paper. I'ma cue shit daily. Handprint in my step with no gimmicks.
As you continue to build up and go around touring and stuff, what do you believe that you bring to the game?
I think I'm going to play, let me see, what card did I say I bring to the game? I think I bring that image back to, you know, not super flashy, you know what I'm saying? Even though I talk about certain things, but, you know, just rawness, just hip hop, just, you know, I don't need a gimmick to feel, I feel, you know, everybody's coming over gimmicks and everything like that. I just give you the music. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just want to take it back to where it was just a movie. You know, I need all that extra, you know, for people to pay attention. I don't need that rap for people to think I'm up for. They can, you know, it's just coming back to the essence of hip hop. You know, with rhymes and patterns and riding the track and making good music and making fun music for people to vibe to. Mm. You know,
so would you say then that's one of the accomplishments that you have, like, and what you want to contribute to the culture?
Yeah.
Cause, so let me ask you this then. And I asked that question because, like, they just, each year, right, XXL always ushers in the freshman class, right? And the freshman class of hip-hop. And, you know, the older we get, the more, you know, I mean, you an artist, so you probably follow it a little bit more closely. I try to follow it, but some of the younger music I can't necessarily connect with. You know what I'm saying? Just because in my mental space, I'm not there in life no more. But a lot of people don't get into this game anymore to impact the culture or to contribute to the culture in a positive light. Like, they just get into the game. It's a hustle. It's just something to do to make money, and they don't feel like getting a regular job. So they don't really necessarily take their artistry serious. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I got to ask you then, did you get a chance to check the list?
I've seen the list. Like Kamaya, you got Cap G,
I'm familiar with those two.
You got Playboi Carti, you got Extension, you know, which just came out of nowhere. You know, this music doesn't sound too good to me at all. Like, they're just the last few people that threw on there. Looking at it like the same. They were mad at the last freshman class, but these dudes everywhere. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, y'all make sure y'all go cop that, you know what I'm saying? Read up on them. We're going to see you on the cover at some point, man. Come on now.
Yeah,
you out here putting the work in, man. You got to speak into existence. Oh, that's what I subscribe to.
Yeah, I got to write up in Prodigy Magazine out of Denver. It's like online, and you can look it up. And I got a big write-up. I got a big feature in there.
Okay.
Big artist spotlight in there. So that was a blessing out of Denver. When we went to Denver, they showed me love out there. That was cool.
Did you hit the weed out there though? You know, cause you know.
That's, oh yeah. Okay. As soon as I got there, man, the dispensaries, I walked straight in. I was like, this can't be happening. You know, I felt so good. You know.
It's like McDonald's. You know, let me get a number 5.
I mean, it's like that's part of my culture. You know, so I'm getting ready to do things and touch back to the smokers community, you know, with my gear and my clothing line and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a big part of my culture. It has been for a long time, and, you know, like, people do it for, you know, just being cool, but, you know, I've been a smoker since I've been, like, man, a long time, bro. Long time.
Been smoking since smoking been smoking.
So
I do want to I want to get off into another one of your songs, man. This song, ISO, right? Now, I got a chance to watch you perform it, but I was able to sit with it for a little bit, like in my headphones, like, you know what I'm saying? And it kicked off with some chimes, and instantly when I heard these chimes, now you flipped it and everything, like, but the chimes made me think back. Remember when we talked about going through your Rolodex of songs and stuff, right? It made me think of Eminem, The Way I Am, right?
Yeah.
But it felt like it was coming from this dark place, but it was still a conscious place. Like, you was aware of what was bothering you, but it's just the fact that it was bothering you, right? So take us inside the conception of that song. Like, can you break down the feelings that you was having? And, like, not only that, but what feelings were you trying to evoke with that?
Like, I think I had got frustrated one day, and, you know, I was writing, I was upset, you know, I forget what happened though, but I got frustrated about something, so, and it came out, you know, I had wanted to channel like a darker side, so I searched, you know, I was looking for some Travis Scott type beats or something like that, that kind of helped me out a little bit. And then, whatever. Then I found this one track, man, I just loved it. And I just let it go, you know? Like I said, I need my drugs on time, you know? I'm about to lose my mind.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling them, they say they understand, but they lie. you know?
Yeah.
And I'm telling them how I am. It's like isolation. It's from a mind, you know? And then you're trying to beat somebody, but everywhere you go, they think you talk all the time. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, you know, I go to the store, and we're in L.A., people on the bus think I'm tired out. I'm in a hotel. People running up, taking them tired out. So, you know, so, I think it was right after I came back from Atlanta and stuff, they were doing that, you know. And I got into that little funk and stuff, like, man, people not recognizing me for me.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? So that's why I got the song and stuff, and, you know, the lyrics, like, I'm feeling out of place here. You know, my sanity is nowhere near. And then during that time of the song, I think I was trying to eventually, like, you know, branch off from the group and create something, you know, real big. So that's when I, you know, created NDS and FDV and my Q shit, all my new brands and everything like that. And I talk about it in the song, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just touching on.
So do you feel like stepping away then kind of helped you to just be able to get that clarity and figure out, like, your next moves and what you got to do for you then? Isolating yourself to the side, like, did that help you get your mind right so you could just lock down and focus?
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's for me, it's too many people. It's been around a lot of people too much for me, you know, on a constant basis. So, you know, I've got a lot of shit floating around up here, so I like to kind of isolate myself so I can break everything down and do everything that I need, because, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, a businessman, so I work a lot more on creating things and creating opportunities more than, you know, playing video games and watching TV and stuff like that. So I'm like a workaholic.
So let me ask you this then, man. Like, and only... This is a big... So I got two things, like, on the Inaudible Ruckus show that we are big proponents on. Education in the hood, because Lo love the kids. Everybody know Lo love the kids. And then mental health awareness, right? So this song made me think of that because it's little subtle things. Like you said, you running a business, right? You trying to provide opportunities not only for yourself but for your team, for your camp. So it may be a lot of pressure on you. Like, do you feel... Overall, though, as black men in America, do you feel like there's an underdiagnosis of mental health in the inner city?
I just think the medical system and the healthcare system is crazy. You know, they misdiagnose minorities and things like that just to get funding, you know? And that's what people don't realize that either. But yeah, I mean, they don't really pay any mind, you know, to us. We don't get the same kind of care everybody else does. But on the other note, they actually misdiagnose us. They get paid off of that. You know, that's where the free clinics and everything comes from. And that's why they're out there. They misdiagnose black people with cancer all the time. And they send them to these facilities and hospitals that's okay with them. And they just collect money out of these people.
Basically.
You know, so we can go
more
deeper.
Yeah, or they tell your child that they got ADD, prescribe you Ritalin, and then give you a little check just for giving it to them.
Yeah.
It's just... Jefferson, baby. I need my drugs sometime, I'm about to lose my mind. They say they understand, but they ain't lying. Isolation is from a mind. And everywhere I go, they think I'm tired. You don't know what it is to be me. You don't know, nigga. Press the bill. Cause that's the beat. About to hit the beat. I need my drugs sometime. I'm about to lose my mind. They say they understand, but they ain't lying. I need my drugs sometime. I'm about to lose my mind. They say they understand, but they ain't lying. Isolation is from a mind. I need my drugs on time, I'm about to lose my mind. They say they understand, but they ain't lying. Isolation is for my mind. Everywhere I go, they think
I've been on a plane since. Sanity's nowhere near. Me paying no mind dear. Lately been playing it by ear. I'm cold up, losing I can't do. If it ain't about a dollar, I don't move. Shit, I don't know about you. Psychedelic mind. Passion infused my drink. I need my drugs on time. I'm about to lose my mind. These niggas stagnant. and hungry. With depression all on me. Spent a lot of my nights lonely. Cause the wrong ones wanted me. I done told these niggas. I'm showing and I'm proving. Overpaid dude, shit. I don't know about you. I came in with gang gang. Connected it to the depth, gang. Nigga, I'm on a new level. I'ma keep shit forever.
Alright, so we gotta mix it up though. I don't want to drag the interview down, man. We got to have some fun. Now, this little segment that we do, man, okay, I'm going to judge you based on how you answer. This could make or break, like, our relationship moving forward. So, I'm going to judge you based on your answers. So, are you ready?
All right.
If you had to play a part in the remake of one of these hood movies, which one would it be? House Party, Juice, or Boys in the Hood?
I would say Juice.
Okay. Which character?
I would be
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
Similarities in the name aside. What, overall, just the style and how he just kind of like he was working. And he just blended in and still handled his business? Like, come on now.
Yeah, I mean, dude was low-key with everything, cool with it and everything, you know what I'm saying? Not flamboyant, but talented at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he ended up when he needed to. So.
No, okay, I can see that. You cool with me? Like, first, that was an easy one, right? Like, the rest of these is about to get harder, man. So, the Tupac movie coming out, but I gotta ask, Tupac or Biggie? Who do you prefer?
I prefer Tupac, because that's what I listen to. I listen to Biggie, but, you know, I was introduced to Tupac before Biggie.
Okay.
You probably blame it on that, too. But I listened to Biggie when it came out, and I liked the music. I never said I didn't, you know. Most people argue, you know, who's better, but I did Tupac better.
No, I don't blame. See, I was one of those when I was younger because I was in the punchlines and stuff. So Biggie, like, was my favorite then. But as I got older and started to really, like, understand the world and then appreciate, like, went back and really, really appreciated what Pac said, I got to rock with Pac now. You know?
Yeah.
So, all right. So you be out here moving around, man. It's all about quality and it's all about appearance. Okay. Cadillac or Benz?
Cadillac.
Is that a Houston thing? No. Got to grip the grain. I understand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good player, man. You know, I mean, why you? You know, nah, it's more player, man. I can't. What? It's crunched up in one of those cars, man, for nothing.
So I always say the running joke is the Black American dream is a Cadillac sitting on 20s in a nice ass crib. Like, that's the Black American dream.
All right,
so this next one is gonna be hard. All right, Pimp C or Bun B?
Pimp C.
Okay. Why you got the pimp?
I just felt more what he was saying than Bun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I just felt like Pimp C was giving you game, and, you know, and Bun came in with the rhymes, but Pimp C was giving you game, like, get the pad out. You know what I'm saying? He was talking to you. So.
Yeah, nah, top five in my book. Even before I moved to Houston, Pimp C was up there. You know what I'm saying? Just cause. All right, this next one. Nike or Adidas?
Adidas what? Like shoes or clothing? Like
shoes. We're going to go shoes.
I'm going to show my shoes. Well, I don't wear J's. I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do wear composites.
Okay.
And I have a lot of Adidas too, you know. So I work out in Adidas, but I wear a lot of foam pods.
So I
would say for comfort, Adidas.
Okay. That's it. See, nah, I'm the reverse though. So I don't like Jordans, but I got my whole life I've had like five pairs of Jordans. I clean the like when I had to clean up the crib and stuff. I clean up after the dog and cut grass and stuff in my J's. But like my Adidas, I used to put up on my dresser and like keep them brushed and keep them clean and this and that. But if my mom was like, "I need you to go outside in the back, it's muddy out," then I put my Jordans on, and I did that on purpose. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just to like, that was my statement thing. And then Adidas was a neighborhood thing back at the crib, so I had to keep a fresh pair. You know.
Shit, it was
can't
twist. That's what we can afford.
Yeah.
Can't twist and Chucks.
Shit, nah, them Chucks hurt your feet, dog. You be up there, you have blisters, have walk a country mile in some damn Chucks, come back, your feet be all cut up and everything.
That's right. Just make sure you know your moves before you make.
Yeah. Well, how far is it? I got Chucks on. Let me change. All right, so Family Matters, right? You used to watch the show Family Matters?
Yeah, I used to watch that.
Okay, if you had to pick between Laura or Myra, who would you pick?
At that age then?
Yeah. It's tough.
Laura.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't know, man. Myra had them tick old bitties, though.
I wasn't really. You know what? I might be thinking of. I mean, if you came in and said Justine.
Ah.
Justine.
Yeah.
Because I looked at her differently in that role
when
Family Matters. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. Well, I'm going to throw you another one. This is always the bonus. Gina or Pam? I'm taking tallies on this one.
I'm taking Pam.
My guy. That's what I'm talking about. You know what it is. Dark skin all day. All right. So, next one. Your top three favorite rappers. Favorite as in, like, who you listen to all the time.
Top three favorite rappers. Wow. I would say I listen to a lot of Pusha T.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of Chameleon Ass still to this day. Kanye.
Okay. I mean, those are all. I mean, I feel like, and so you like the third person that I interviewed that brought up Chameleon there, and I feel like he, and tell me if I'm wrong, right? I feel like he gets slept on a lot or gets skipped over when you mention, like, that Houston, like when Houston popped in 05. Like, a lot of people just kind of glossed over him and, like, his success, and he was one of the main ones for real, man.
Oh, yeah, that dude, he surpassed all these guys, but they don't talk about it. He just got bigger outside of the city. Yeah. They took a lot of the got a lot of success in the city, but he got a lot of success globally, you know?
Mm-hmm. But no, because they just had a picture of him at the finals, right? And he was in the background, and somebody was like, "How the hell Chameleon there get courtside seats? He ain't had an album in I don't know how long." And I had to correct him, like he a venture capitalist now, like he funding startup tech companies, man. He caked up, so you can't hate on that, man. Like, because not only that, he was always smart outside of music too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, I saw that floating around. I was like, "What? Who is this guy?"
They don't know, haters.
Yeah, I saw that.
Haters.
I don't know.
So who do you currently jam in your rotation? I know you said you listen to a little bit of everything, but, like, is there anybody in particular that you feeling, like, with all this new music that's floating around?
I've been on Travis.
Okay.
Travis Scott. I've been on Rich the Kid without same exact. What else I've been playing in there? I've been playing a lot of Troy Dav. I like Troy Dav.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's it, though. Of course, let's see what. Now I got, what's that Eclipse album? Hell Have No Fear, something like that I'm playing right now.
Okay.
On my rotation. Yeah, that's about it right now.
Which Travis, Rodeo or Birds?
Both of them mixed in my playlist.
Okay. Yeah, because, man, I ain't going to lie to you, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. So I liked Rodeo, right? And then when Birds came out, I was jamming it, and it was a couple tracks that I liked, but I slept on it, right? And then,
yeah,
because it was at the end of the year last year. Then at the top of this year, I went back. Somebody was like, bro, nah, you got to go back and listen to that Bird. So I gave it a full run through. Bro, man, I'm with you. Like, that's been in my rotation since March. Like when I revisited, like, and I'm like, dog, this is genius. This is the album that Kanye wanted to make, is how I hear it. You know what I'm saying?
That's like you said. Yeah, I mean, people try to compare it to Rodeo and everything, but you can't do that. That was a nice album too, different vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here, it was like double shit.
He pushed the art form forward with Birds sonically. Like if you notice, it was a shift in a lot of people's production and like the sound they was trying to capture. And not only was it the production and stuff, but even like the melodies and the bars and the way the song structures and stuff, how he pieced together that whole thing is like really how I'm seeing the new wave like kind of spawn from that, like almost like how Kanye did back in the day with 808s. That's what I got from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was, man. It was like I ran through it the first time, and then I was like, man, this is, I listened to it for a week straight, and then I gave it some app like about 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and I came back to it, and then that's how I registered, and I was like, yo, this is dope, like, this is shit is dope, yeah, it's a dope album, man, and the people are still don't talk about it, I still think it's left on album.
Mm-hmm. But back to you, so... You have another song. We've been playing it in the rotation on the Front Porch Mix and on the episodes, man. Steppin'. That's your single, right?
Yeah, Steppin'. That's my new single.
Okay.
Steppin', I'm pushing right now.
So tell us about that. Tell us about the process for making it. You know what I'm saying? What was your focus when you put that together, and like what were you what's the vibe you was trying to accomplish with that?
All right, well, with that, I was getting ready to put out 2.5, The Separation Process. You know, that was like, you know, after the group and everything, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to do something different. And then people was like, man, you hear what he named the album, right? The Separation Process. You gonna leave the group? And it's not leaving the group like that. So I said, you know what? I want to take everybody's mind away from the CD being about the separation process. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're taking the title the wrong way anyhow. So I decided to come out with another project called FTV from a different view. So I just wanted to do something kind of fun, you know what I'm saying, with the track. This kid, you know, he's out of L.A. and stuff. He had some nice beats and stuff like that. So I instantly, like, you know, it just jumped. It's like just jumped in my lap, and I fell in love with the track. So I just wanted to do something fun. So to me, it's like a fun song. I envision it being on like a fun song.
Yeah.
Like, you can put that shit at the barbecue or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Just a fun song when I'm stepping.
Yeah, not that. We've been getting good. People been hitting us up about it, too, in the mix. So, you know what I'm saying? That, and it's well-received, I put it that way. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of the things that we try to do is, like, we got an audience with the Front Porch Mix, right? Because my audience is kind of all over the place in like different markets.
Yeah.
So I try to give a little taste of everything, right? But a track like that travels well because people out in Cali feeling it. People in Detroit is feeling it. People down here in the H is feeling it. You know what I'm saying? New York. And I know because you've traveled, so you see it firsthand on stage. Like, is it getting received? Are you seeing it getting received that well, like when you perform it on the road?
Yeah, when I go out, man, like, when I was in L.A., I did the show in L.A., you know, man, they loved it, man, they received it very well. When I went to Denver, There was mad love in Denver. Mad, you know, Denver rocked out with us. I think that they, you know, they listened to a lot of our music out there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they rocked out. They showed a lot of love, a lot of love. Atlanta did, too. Mm-hmm. You know, when I went out there to Atlanta and stuff, Austin, yeah, Austin dope, too. And just everywhere else in between out there. Yeah, they, I mean, it's just like, to me, I think it's like a universal song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like the vibe of it. It just, you know, catches you and shit. After you listen to it a little bit, you know, just a melody. You got to catch a little melody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to get a melody, and then once you find a melody, just write it.
Nothing they can do with me now. Nothing they can do with me now. But let's see, Anger Prince, when I'm stepping.
When I'm stepping.
Now I'm just on my cue, shit, so respected.
So respected.
Givenchy on the buckle, I ain't flexing.
I ain't flexing.
Now I'm just thumbing through them bins, they comp standing.
Let's go, let's go.
Buckles on the thumbs right now, make sure that I don't mess out.
That I don't mess out.
Nothing you can do with me now. There's not a guy all over me now. It's Balenciaga Prince when I'm stepping.
When I'm stepping.
I'm just on my cue, shit, so respected.
So respected.
Let's go. No need for the hate. Let your bitch kick it with a G for a day. So now I step in the plane. Sounds on me from my head to my feet, okay?
Okay.
Living life how I wanna. I'm addicted to a talk about commas on commas. I live for the shit. I bleed while my bloodline read number hits.
Number hits.
I started from the bottom way, deep, deep down in the bottomless pit.
Deep down.
Now the kid way up. His own ambition, I don't need no luck.
No luck.
I had to cut niggas off the rivers. They had to glance damn right up in the mouth.
Damn right.
I put it down to the side. The next step for me just gonna go worldwide. But let's see, Anger Prince, when I'm stepping.
When I'm stepping.
I'm just on my cue, shit, so respected.
So respected.
Givenchy on the buckle, I ain't flexing.
I ain't flexing.
Now I'm just thumbing through them bins, they confiscated.
Let's go, let's go.
You mentioned, you just, I mean, you stunted on us on the low, man. I mean, subtly, you know what I'm saying? Because you all over the place, right?
Yeah.
But what other, I know you got projects that you're working on and stuff, so what other projects you got that's about to drop or that's currently out? I know you mentioned that you had a spotlight in Denver that they featured you in their article, but are there, what other business ventures? I know you mentioned the clothing line, so explain some of that to us.
Yeah, the next thing I got coming right now, like I said, some type of write-up in Double XL, probably a little blog write-up there in the freshman issue. Right now, also, the FPV project is coming. The 2.5 separation process is coming. But the FPV project is basically an introduction to the clothing line. It's called FPV Clothing Code from a Different View.
Okay.
And that's basically, like I said, I wanted to take the attention away from, you know, that group thing and just bring in my new idea, my new project that I was going to, you know, put in everybody's face, just say, hey, we can do this too. So it's basically a clothing line, you know, hats, tees, shirts, jeans, sweatsuits, things like that. Also, accessories, like, you know, like I said, from the smokers part with grinders.
Okay,
you know,
okay. I was about to say, that's part of your culture, man. You gotta get something for the smokers.
Yeah, you know, get that for the smokers and everything like that, too. So, that's just something right now. Also, it's going to include, like, jackets, like, like trench style jean jackets and things like that,
mm-hmm.
as well. So, I'm working on all of that right now. So, MTV Clothing Co. is more than the music, and, you know, I'm working on it, man.
So you got a whole portfolio, man, a whole empire that you over there running. No wonder you don't have the time, man. Hustle.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get that, man. Like I say, you just get rid of stagnance, man, and have that tunnel vision. You know, still come out, you know, don't be a vampire, you know, but still come out during the day, you know, get some half workout, exercise. You know, but yeah, it's all about work, man. Yeah, I got to get there. I got to make it happen.
No,
I can see it.
No, man. Well, I mean, I've been watching you, right? So, I mean, you sent us music a while back, right? So, I've been playing the music, but also what I like to do is, like, watch the artist, too. And I ain't gonna lie to you, and people out there listening to tell you, man, I play everybody music. I get everybody a chance. But when I see dudes that's really, like, pushing the movement and is really out here working and promoting and like, doing, you know what I'm saying? Making projects, whole tapes, and touring and all that, like, I'm gonna give you an extra, like, push and an extra level of like, burn in the rotation because I want to help. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like my little cousin or something, like, I play his tracks. He down in Atlanta and stuff. He probably listening to this. What up, though, cuz? I play his stuff, but it's like, all right, until you ready to, like, really, like, do something with it, then I got to put it to the side. But artists that's really out here about something, I'm going to help push them, man. And I see you working, and whatever we could do moving forward to help out with, man, that's what we're trying to do.
So can I say something?
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, to any of these guys out here trying to be an artist, and that you're an independent artist, man, it costs money. And so if you're not willing to spend money on yourself, you might as well stop doing it, because nothing's going to get handed to you at all. So if you're serious about this, man, this is day in, day out. This is what you eat. This is what you sleep.
Yeah.
If people talk down about it, shit, the fight go with that. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going to be an artist, man, eat, sleep, shit it, and that's it.
Oh. All right, man. Q, man, before we get up out of here, man, give us your social media and, like, your websites and all of that, so the listeners know where they can follow you at and keep up with you.
You can find me on Twitter at @Q_appearance. You can find me on Instagram at @Quality_appearance. I'm on SoundCloud. You know, just search Quality and Appearance. The All My Q Shit website is under construction. So still working on that. So basically, that's where I'm at right now. But my new single, you can find that thing anywhere. Steppin' is everywhere. If you got iTunes, you got Tidal, you got Spotify, you got CD Baby, you got Shazam. Shazam it, though. That's what y'all need to do. Shazam my music. Whatever. You got Beats Audio. It plays through there. It plays through Groove Music. I'm missing a lot. Maybe I say Apple, iTunes. All of that, man. Amazon Music, Google Play. So it's worldwide, man. Y'all rock the stepping, man. Talk that talk up next, too, though.
Okay, okay. You got any shows coming up?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. This Friday, I'll be at Warehouse Live. I'll be there, yeah. It's like a, let me see if I can get the info for you real quick. But yeah, I'll be there this Saturday, Friday or Saturday at Warehouse Live. And it's like a weekend event, that's going to be coming through. It's called the Next Step Tour. So, it's like a weekend of festivities and stuff. So, I'll be at Warehouse Live on the 16th. And then it'll be an artist showcase on the 17th out of 10. And then I'll be, they have like a fun, like a 5K walk at a studio park, I think, on this weekend. And then next, this Wednesday coming up, after this week, I'll be at the O Bar. I'm like a special guest performer.
Okay.
At Houston Idol. And I think I got some more stuff, but that's all I can remember right now.
Okay. No doubt, man. Look, keep that calendar full, man. That's what you got to do, man. Stay working. You know what I'm saying? And thank you for taking the time out, you know what I'm saying, to come on the show and break down some of these tracks for us, man. We definitely appreciate you, bro.
Nah, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all from this past week, too, at the show and everything. I had a great time at the showcase and everything, man. Appreciate y'all for letting me come through. But, yeah, thanks for, man, giving me the time of the day, man, and doing this interview with me, man. I appreciate it, and I enjoyed it.
No doubt, man. We gonna stay in touch, and as you continue to drop these new projects and stuff, just make sure you send the stuff over to me. If you got a specific single, like how you deal with the Steppin' joint, just, you know what I'm saying, I'll make sure I keep it in the rotation. I'll give it to some of the other DJs at Slaughterhouse and make sure we do right by you. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
No doubt, man. I'm gonna make sure I'm trying to get y'all to come out to my next few video shoots, man. Like y'all enjoy with me, man. I got a song called Dirty, you know, that you know, it's all the film and video for us, by the way. Okay, and everything be looking for the Steppin' video too. But yeah, I want y'all to come through, be like a barbecue type feel, man. They don't give away their idea too much right now, though, but it'll be a cool little deal. Y'all come out, man. All right, no doubt, man.
Appreciate it, man. Once again, man, it's Quality and Appearance. Make sure y'all follow him on all platforms and check out Steppin'. Just Google him, man. He everywhere. You can't miss him. It's the Skeetar listening series, man.
Take him out. Wait, man. Chichi. Get the yale.